Welcome to the Marketing Growth Podcast. I'm your host, Shane Barker. On this episode, Michael Cole, the VP of Marketing at Everflow, is back with us. So we've talked a little bit about affiliate marketing. I want to talk about affiliate marketing kind of versus referral marketing, because there's always, you know, people always, I think when some people get confused with the referral marketing versus affiliate marketing. So what is, can you break that down for us? What's the difference?
Yeah, so I think these are things that my definition will be different than someone else's definition. It just depends on your perspective. But to me, affiliate marketing is about working with like third-party external professional marketers versus referral marketing. That tends to be a lot of stuff that you're doing with like internal relationships. So your clients would refer to you, like your business partners would refer to you. I think in terms of marketing strategy, they are only separate because the platforms haven't been able to track both of them. For us, like affiliates are just one channel you use, referrals are another channel you use, but all of that stuff should be in the same platform and consolidated together, because like you still want to evaluate how each of them are performing in comparison to each other.
Yeah, I think it makes total sense. And then I think that's a great definition. You know, once again, affiliate is like, hey, you're just, referral is going to be more kind of a deeper relationship. I would look at it as, right, like, hey, it's more the people that have worked with you. Affiliate is like, hey, I'm building, I got some traffic going here. I can maybe make some money from it. Not quite that relationship. Hopefully down the road, maybe it's a deeper relationship where you can get higher affiliate fees or something like that. But in the beginning, it's, hey, let's just see if this thing works. So if you're a marketer, like, how do you evaluate which one's best for you? Like, if you're, you know, I'm just trying to think of like, I mean, I know for myself what I, you know, what's different types of relationships, but if you're a marketer, how would you, like, where would you start off?
Yeah. So as a marketer, you should always start with referral marketing for the very simple reason that it's easy to do. And it's always going to be your best customers. So, I mean, so much of our growth has been built on referral marketing. You get happy customers. You have the word of mouth of them telling other people like, hey, check out this platform. And then that person signs up. The person who signs up through that sort of like warm referral relationship, like they're always going to be great customers. They tend to know more about what your platform does before. They tend to be more experienced in the industry, because if they with successful companies already, then they've been around a while and they know what they're doing and they ramp up a lot quicker. So referral marketing is always your starting place. And then typically affiliate marketing is, to me, like third down. Like start with the referral marketing because you can always do it and you can always refine that process as you go along. Then you want to get at least a little bit of like paid performance marketing going so that you can have a steady stream of traffic that's mostly the same month after month, and use that for like conversion rate optimization. Make sure that your product can work with paid marketing, that you have your funnel down to be successful. And then once you prove out that external traffic can convert, then you can launch your affiliate program. You're leveraging like third-party experts, you're getting all of this, like just people that live and breathe driving performance, you're accessing them at that point, but they're still mercenaries. If they try your offer and nothing happens, they're not going to keep trying it. Like they're the ones taking on the risk. You need to make sure that they are set up for success from the beginning. And that means that you need to have your own funnels down before you start asking other people to do that work.
Yeah, I think that makes total sense, because that's the thing is that, and I see a lot of people do that, say, hey, we're going to do affiliate marketing and we're going to see like at the beginning, you know, they just start doing it and we think this is going to be awesome. And it's like, yeah, but if you haven't looked at your own conversions and trying to figure out if people can convert off this certain page, you're going to hand it over to somebody. And I don't care if they drive one person or a million people and there's no, you know, no conversions, they're not going to keep doing it, right? It's like, you have to be kind of prepped for that. You have to kind of be ready for that to say, listen, we've had good conversion rates off of this landing page. We're going to, this is where you can drive the traffic. We're at 3%. So you can expect if you're driving 100,000 people at $20, and this is what your money could be potentially. I love that, because I think most people think affiliate is like, oh, I'm just going to add it on and it's going to have all these people are going to drive tons of traffic and make millions of dollars. There's a lot that goes into that, right? This should be a science. You should look into that before you give it to people and say, hey, let's try it, because you only get one chance to make that first impression, right? Because people are going to say, nah, it doesn't work. I'm not coming back to that. I'll just go grab an affiliate that does work and continue to make my money.
So, yeah. And one other thing I want to mention that too is that like it's been sort of a ongoing lesson we've been learning at Everflow and improving on is just like so many companies want to have an affiliate program or partner program, but they don't know, they have this idea like this will be great and they have no idea how to execute on it. They don't know how to set it up and they don't know who to recruit once they've done it. And you'd be surprised how many like will sign up with us, will pay us money and then not have zero idea of how to be successful, which is something that we've really focused on there is like now any new customer, we have mandatory onboarding where we train them up on the platform. We walk them through that setup process of getting all the conversion tracking. And then we actually recommend some partners for them to launch with, because once you get traction with affiliate programs, like it's pretty easy to keep scaling it because a proven affiliate program, if you're an affiliate that wants to run that niche, like it's very exciting to find a new place to promote. But again, like there has to be some success before most of them can be successful on their side. So we have gone in this process where we realize like we just need to walk you through this process with handholding because it's going to make everyone's life easier. And that once you get traction, it just works. You just need to get to that point of traction.
Yeah, that's the key. Is like I think you can talk about like that kind of that white glove experience is onboarding people and making sure, because once they get to their first few sales and then they're excited about it. But it's like it's one thing to get the software, but it's the software is nothing if you don't know what you're doing, right? It's like that, it's like, okay, I got the software. So no money's came in yet. Well, exactly. Cause you got to set it up and you got to make sure somebody's running it and you got to be able to look at these things. It's not, the software's not magic. You got to, you got to pour some data into it. You got to get something going there for it to be able to, you know, make the magic happen. So on that note, Michael, please allow me to pause our conversation and tell our listeners about our customized digital marketing services. My team and I offer online PR, content marketing, influencer marketing, SEO, and so much more. If you want more information, visit my website at shanebarker.com. Now back to the conversation with Michael.
I get that. So let's talk about some like successful like affiliate and referral marketing programs out there. Like do you guys, anything that you guys are, or companies you guys have worked with or what's some of the most successful ones that you guys have done in the past?
Yeah. So in terms of like successful clients, it depends all over the place. And a lot of times, like it's about the fact that like, they had a confident strategy and they knew which partners they wanted to start with. I mean, there's like examples of like a few of the like ad networks out there, like DFO or GiddyUp that like, I mean, they're delivering like millions of dollars in revenue for Shopify merchants every month just through managing like really great media buyer publishers. So they set up, they use Everflow to instantly integrate to the Shopify store. And then they start promoting for that merchant. And that's been like just an incredible success. And we've spent a lot of time making it as easy as possible for them to launch these relationships right away with their new merchant clients. So that's example one. Two, mobile, everything is running around like agencies and ad networks. So you just like, that's the fastest way to grow. If you have an app is set up with an ad network, set up a good CPI and CPA. Do a lot of anti-fraud like work in between either using Everflow platform or MMP. And that's always been like, I mean, that's a, there's many, many companies generating multi-millions in revenue every month, generating just like app installs for like brands. And then like the third set is like the merchants themselves. So companies like Bite Me or Bunk that just basically use managing specific publisher relationships, getting set up with like media buyers to sort of shore up channels that they're not used to. Like Bite Me just had like a really successful campaign with this amazing native ad company called Advita that basically was buying native ads on their behalf on a performance basis. And they like generated like 26K in revenue in like the first month, driving on a performance basis by sending native ads to Bite Me, which is like a teeth straightening subscription.
That's awesome. Don't you love that when you have those kind of campaigns? You're like, man, this is awesome. I know the client loves it. They're like, yeah, 26 grand. Let's keep this going.
Yeah. It's always awesome. And it's something that like we have been like focusing more and more efforts on is like doing this like sort of like pattern matching of like this new e-commerce brand. Here are some companies that they should talk to that will help them get that first success or get them to like that one success that will now be in their top 10 best affiliates or partners.
Well, what I love about that is that, you know, it's once again, you talk about the competitors. I mean, there can be, you know, 5 million potential, you know, affiliates that you can work with. But I love the fact that you guys are also make it, you know, put the effort in to be able to make those connections. Because that's the that's the key, right? I mean, I could jump in and do affiliate marketing and go read 10,000 different people that I could put on my site. But the fact that you guys are saying, hey, let us help you be successful. Like, let us help make that connection because we think this product over here would be great for your site because of this. And you guys are just a software. Like, that's really not your job. But that's what you do, right? Like you're saying, hey, let me make those connections there, which is extremely valuable because once again, when they start seeing some small wins, they're never going to stop your software, right? Once they see that start to see that traction, it's like you guys are going to be in there. That's where you guys are at with your 600 clients right now, right? I mean, that ARR just keep getting higher and higher and good things are happening. So congrats on that. So
yeah, I mean, I think it's a modern SaaS, like modern B2B SaaS companies. Like it's not just about the technology because I mean, the more advanced your technology gets, the more complicated it can be. And so it's even more important that you're like providing a ton of support and success. And for us, like that's always been like our secret weapon is like, we take a ton of customer feedback. We build features that our customers actually want and excited customers become evangelists. And then they refer business to us. And it, like that's part of why our growth has been so fast is because our customers refer other customers and that's the best way to find them.
I love it. You guys are doing, Evernote's doing referral marketing, right? And make it for all from doing referrals. I mean, once again, that's the hottest way to do it. Cause then people, you know, it's like, hey, I'm already using it. It's going great. Well, why would I not use it? Right. There's no, you skip that whole point of getting to know each other and you go straight to the end. Like, why don't we just get married? This is awesome. Just make it happen.
Thanks, Michael. It's been an eye-opening conversation, and I'm sure our listeners have learned a lot about how to improve their affiliate and referral marketing strategies. However, we have to wrap things up at this point. For our listeners, please stay tuned to the next episode as Michael and I discuss the past, present, and future of affiliate marketing.